And this week in Health Matters, we're talking about colds and flu. What's the difference? And more importantly, what should you do when you have a cold or flu? With me in the studio is Dr. Elizabeth Harper.
Hello.
Dr. Harper, first, can you tell us, how is the flu different from a cold?
Well, one big difference is how they start. Flu starts very suddenly. One minute you're fine, you're okay. The next minute you feel terrible. You have a headache, often a very bad headache, and sometimes a cough. You have a sore throat and your arms and legs hurt. You feel awful.
Okay. And do you usually have a temperature?
Yes, you get very hot. Usually you have a temperature of over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and you're too sick to do anything. You can't work. You just want to go home and go to bed.
So it's serious.
Yes. Don't try to work. You should go to bed. Get lots of sleep. Sometimes you have to stay in bed for a week or more. You shouldn't go back to work too soon.
Anything else?
Yes, you should drink lots of water.
Right. And what about a cold? How is a cold different from the flu?
Well, a cold starts slowly. It may take 2 or 3 days to start. It's a cold when you have a bad throat, or a cough and a runny nose, and you don't feel very well. But, and here's the big difference, if you can get up and go to work, then you've probably got a cold, not the flu.
So should you go to work with a cold?
That depends. You don't want to give your cold to other people at work, so some people take 2 or 3 days off work or work from home. But yes, you can usually work, and after a week, you usually feel better.
And after the flu?
After the flu, you often feel very tired for a very long time, maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Should you rest a lot?
Well, it depends, but be careful. For example, don't do too many activities or exercise intensely until you feel better.
Another question about colds and flu. What do you think about antibiotics?
Well, you shouldn't take antibiotics with a cold, and...